Melting the Snow on Hester Street by Daisy War.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Max and Eleanor Beecham's October Supper Party. Chapter 1. Santa Monica, 17th October, 1929.
What did he say, Charlie? Did he say it was going to be just fine? Did he say it was okay?
She was sitting at her dressing table, watching Charlie's approach with anxious eyes, blue as the sapphires round her throat. But Charlie didn't reply at once. He was thinking how graceful it was, the line of her neck. The nape, did they call it? He was sauntering towards her, across perhaps the most opulent bedroom in America. The sound of softly lapping waves filtered through the open windows, and beyond them, a long white beach gleamed in the early evening moonlight. Not bad, Charlie thought, as he often did. Not bad for a workhouse boy, and a chorus girl not so young as she pretended. Beneath the sweet smells of her innumerable lotions and the particular perfume flown in from the fragrant hills of Tuscany, there was still a faint whiff of newness to the room. New fabrics and paints, new draperies and furniture. Marion's beachside house, if you could call it a house, was only recently completed. 118 rooms in all her lover had built for her. 35 bedrooms. 55 bathrooms, a brace of swimming...